the President of the United States。
奥巴马总统在国情咨文演说当中是警告强制削减开支之后那严重。
These sudden, harsh, arbitrary cuts would jeopardize.
奥巴马表示，这种突然的大幅和专横的开支削减将会威胁到美国的军事状态。奥巴马紧接着同应急人员一起在白宫呼吁国会采取行动。
So these cuts are not smart, they are not fair, they will hurt our economy, they will add hundreds of
thousands of Americans to the unemployment rate. This is not fair. This will hurt the economy, it will lead tens of thousands of American people into the unemployment rate. This is a fact-based data, everyone will lose their jobs. But the Republican Party members of the House of Representatives are not affected.
The sequester will be in effect until there are cuts and reforms.
贝勒表示，除非政府主动削减开支进行改革，带领美国在未来十年里面平衡政府赤字，否则强制削减财政开支将会如期执行。共和党参议员兰德保罗等查党支持者亦都要求政府削减开支。
Both parties have been guilty of spending too much of protecting their sacred cows。
保罗表示，两党都是对庞大的开销是怀有负罪感，对坚决不肯退让感到愧疚，对幕后交易感到羞耻。这里每一个人都是这场交易的赢家，但是每位纳税人就是输家。政治分析人士奥恩斯坦就说，保守共和党人正在是处于攻击的状态。
Are saying, bring it on, let's do the sequester. And the basic underlying theme is, we're going to get a huge set of budget cuts.
奥恩斯坦说，他们会说，来啊，令到强制削减开支到来的时候，他们的潜台词就是说，我们一定会成功地削减大量的开支，我们不会用其他的方法来实现这个目标，就算这样就会伤害美国经济又怎样，就让它是就这样发生。但是奥恩斯坦说，共和党人亦都要为此而承担风险。
The president has the upper hand in many objective ways.His approval rating is high.
奥恩斯坦表示，在很多方面，总统先生仍然是占上风。他的民众支持率是最高，国会的民众支持率次之，而国会共和党人的民众支持率是最低。美国人民不想看到悲剧上演。进步政策研究所的阿海迪斯就表示，强制削减开支还将会影响到国际人道援助以及军事援助等领域，还有可能得罪盟友。
And I think that it's sort of, the world is probably a little bit frustrated. Certainly, countries that are expecting to receive American aid,
表示他觉得其他国家可能会觉得有啲唔愉快，尤其系嗰啲期望得到美国援助嘅国家，无论佢哋需要嘅系人道援助还是军事援助。奥巴马总统表示，他希望国会能够喺3月1日强制削减开支生效之前采取行动，避免呢一幕发生。以上系美国之音记者马龙喺华盛顿嘅采访报道。